And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Matt Santos for the Town of Chino Valley.
That is me for the Town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos on KQ&A Talk of the Quad Cities. We want to thank you for tuning in today. We're going to do all kinds of fun stuff today, so stick around. We got a fun hour for you on Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
Ho, ho, ho. Step aside, Rudy.
Whee! Here we go.
Cottonwood Air Transit has been hijacked by Santa Bruce.
We're dropping off gifts to Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will take us to Sedona.
As long as you don't forget our trip to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
That's it.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Ho, ho, ho.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion.
Maybe you won the lottery.
You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the Town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Well, thank you for tuning in. We have some interesting conversation that happened today on Talk of the Town with some reps from our Chino Valley PD and from our local Yavapai College. Before we get into that, though, a couple of reminders. Of course, the second and fourth Tuesday of every month means Town Council Night. Now, we do a little switching around during holiday season, so we'll only be having one meeting in December, but that takes place tomorrow, 6 p.m. One of the highlights of every council meeting is the call to the public section where you, yes, you, can get the mic for up to 3 minutes to talk about any subject on your mind, as long as it is not already on the agenda. So if you have an event coming up, a concern, a suggestion, that is the time to do it. Those meetings are all simulcast on our local cable access channel, as well as reposted within, about 24 hours or so on the town YouTube page. Links to all of that information, including tomorrow's agenda, are available at chinoaz.net. What do we got tomorrow? It's not going to be too packed on the meeting. We've got, of course, call to the public and response to the public, and also a presentation by the Chino Valley Equestrian Association. So you can find out what's going on over on at Old Home Manor with the Equestrian Center. Also scheduled for tomorrow was a reschedule of a study session from last week. It was pushed over to tomorrow, Tuesday, December 10th. A couple of things that are on the minds of a lot of folks: the temporary sign code changes from our Development Services Director, Joshua Cook, and also a presentation by Maggie Tideback, our Economic Development Project Manager, regarding a proposed RV park at Old Home Manor. Now, here's the change. It was originally scheduled for 2:30 tomorrow afternoon, December 10th. It has been moved to 3:30. So if you are planning to attend, show on up about 3:30 for that meeting, the study session, and then that'll lead right into the 6 p.m. Council meeting. Now, let's welcome our guests into the studio. Catherine Anderson, I'm going to read it so I don't get it wrong, Program Specialist, Regional Economic Development Center for Yavapai College out of Prescott Valley. Catherine, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me here today.
That's a lot. Today, from what I understand, you're like the new co-host here.
You were sometimes
here last week with Lorette. You're going to be here in another week or two.
Yes.
With Lorette. Hey, Lorette, if you're listening to this, which you should be, because we are the talk of the Quad Cities, host your own show. Come on, what's going on? Also joining us, and you'll see the connection in a moment, is Lieutenant Randy Chapman from the CVPD. How you doing, Randy?
I'm good, Matt. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Now, you were a canine officer for a while, were you not?
Yes,
yeah?
I was.
How's the switch from dealing with two-legged support staff from your four-legged? Which do you prefer? Pretend Mike's not here.
You know what? The four-legged was a lot easier to manage. As long as he got to play and was fed and watered, he was good to go.
Yeah. In addition to your all-day, every-day PD and lieutenant duties, you also serve as the information officer for the department, correct?
Yes, I do.
So you got to deal with the knuckleheads in the media like Bill Monroe. Hey, Bill, how are you? Bill's our desk jockey, making sure you can hear us. Well, thanks for coming in. We're going to get into some more information with you, of course, throughout the hour. And Mike Pareda, Sergeant Mike, he's got three stripes on there, and he had to instruct me on what those three stripes meant. Mike, how long have you been with the Chino PD?
With Chino Valley PD, I've been there for just over 6 years. My law enforcement career, though, as a whole, spans about 19.
Give us a little background. Give us your Reader's Digest bio.
So I went through the academy back in 2000. I spent several years in Prescott Valley where actually Lieutenant Chapman and I came up kind of with the whole canine program thing back then.
Yeah.
Back in 2013, I believe it was, I came on in Chino Valley where I also ran a canine and
yeah.
Eventually promoted through the ranks, and now I'm sitting in an administrative sergeant position where I'm supporting Lieutenant Chapman's
nice.
Actions now. But I prefer the four-legged as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. They are interesting to watch. I've had the privilege to be able to see some of the demonstrations that some of your officers have done over the years at the schools and at other events. The training and the dedication by the officers that I'm fishing for the words. Not owners. What do you, handlers? What's the correct term?
Canine handler is what we refer to them.
I don't want to be politically incorrect by using the wrong one. So as a handler, you guys, that's not something you take off like you do your uniform at the end of the night.
No, definitely. The dog's a 24/7 commitment for the handler.
Give us a little bit about that, how that comes about, how that starts.
Well, when you get the dog, you have to bond with the dog, and you have it at your home. You have to set up quarters for it to be kept in, which is usually an outdoor kennel.
Yeah.
And, you know, when it's your day off, you still got to feed the dog, water the dog, exercise them, pick up their messes in the yard. So it's a big commitment, and you have to accept that dog into part of your family.
Yeah. How much, this is to both of you, how much, what's the process at home before you go into that situation, before you decide, you know, you want to go into the canine unit? I mean, how does that conversation? Because I know before we got a pet at home, it was, I had many long conversations with my wife, and that was not, that's more casual than a fellow officer. You know, you got that dog with you every day at work, and then at home. What was the conversation like? Yeah, on the home front.
Definitely. You have to have the conversations at home. You know, your family has to be willing to have this dog in here, because not only is it going to be with you all the time, it's not technically not your dog. It belongs to the department. You know, when the dog retires, we do allow the handler to purchase the dog for the sum of $1. But while it's working, it belongs to the department. So you have to have that commitment and that backing from your family, because sometimes the officers go out of town for training and the dog may stay at home if it's only going to be a day or two. And your spouse, significant other, if you have teenage children, whoever, may have to take care of those dogs and feed and water them for you.
Nice. Interesting. Now, the transition going out of the canine unit, did that take some getting used to for either or both of you?
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit different. You know, you're used to having a dog in the car, and there would be many times on graveyard shift where, you know, you're sitting on the side of the highway or in a neighborhood or something, and the dog barks. And, you know, you notice a person or a rabbit or another animal, whatever the case may be. And it is a little weird when you get out there in the car by yourself and you don't have your partner to, I guess, keep you, watch your back all the time.
That's interesting. How about you, Mike?
You know, I think it's a difficult transition just because, like you said, you're used to having their dog with you all the time. And it's a responsibility that you deal with literally on a daily basis, like he was talking about. It's not something that you step into lightly. And there's another aspect of it, too, which I don't know if myself or Lieutenant Chapman has spoken to you about previously, which is, you know, going into canine, I think when I took on my first canine, and I'm not sure about Lieutenant Chapman, but, you know, I thought it was going to be one of these things where you select the dog, we went out and worked with the dog, and then, you know, got him certified, and then we were good to go forever. But there's so much ongoing training that occurs with the dogs on a day-to-day basis with the handlers that, I mean, it envelops their life for the, you know, however long, 4 to 7 year long lifespan of the dog. So, and then, I don't know, do you remember when you retired Gage, you know, trying to leave the house for the first time when you were leaving without your dog, the dog lets you know that he's not happy because he heard that car start up, and, you know, so it's different. You feel bad.
Yeah, that's interesting. From the outside, the general public, we don't necessarily think of those. We just say, well, yeah, it's in the car. You pulled me over, well, not pulled me over, of course, that never happens. But you see the dog on duty, but that's just a fraction of that animal's day, and of course, a small fraction of your guys' day because they go home with you.
Yeah, and we are recently expanded our canine unit, and our canines are doing something they weren't doing before. And Sergeant Parada is the supervisor of the canine unit, so I'll let him tell you about what our canines are doing now that they weren't previously able to do.
Well, this last year, like I said, years ago, and again, I'm not trying to pat each other on the back here, but he was responsible for starting the canine program within the Chino Valley Police Department years ago. I don't even remember what year that was.
That would have been in 2006.
So he got the program going. When I came in, I picked up the second canine for the police department, but those dogs have always been what they call single-purpose dogs, only involved in locating narcotics.
Uh-huh.
This last year, we did retire out the dog that I had in Chino Valley, which is being handled by another officer right now, Officer McNally, who's pretty visible in the public eye when you see him out there. We received a generous donation in excess of $10,000 from a private citizen, and we're able to purchase another canine. But prior to doing that, we did a little bit of research and put some stuff together and approached our administrative staff about starting a dual-purpose program. So right now, our current dog that's on the road is certified to detect narcotic odor, but he's also capable of apprehending suspects, doing building searches, searching for lost children, looking for article searches, evidence that may have been tossed out into the roadway, tracking suspects who may have left the location. So His abilities are tenfold over what our previous canines were. And ironically, we just recently retired another dog and received a second donation from a private citizen in excess of $10,000. So we're going to be looking in the future on adding another canine to our program. But on top of that, just one other thing. I mean, because I'll tell you, the citizenry has been awesome about supporting our program, but the other side of that is I don't think we give them enough credit since my involvement in 2003, 2004 to now. I don't know if people are aware, but Olson's Grain provides food for the life of the dogs from the time that they're for every agency in the Yavapai County. So they're kind of like the silent partner that's taking care of them forever.
I was going to mention that because I didn't know if we were going to get into the specifics on it, but not just the public, but local businesses, both large and small, have done a ton of support in various ways for the PD, for the range, for training, for them, and for the canine units. So if you are looking for a little, if you're interested in some of those, still displaying them on the vehicles, if I'm not mistaken, some of the
yeah, we had the Ruger on the canine for, they donated, and that's how we got canine Gus, who recently retired, and you know, we have the Stop the Bleed program at the schools where we put in the individual first aid kits into the classrooms, and the public has been very generous with donating for those because each one of those kits is about $350
nice.
To put it together.
So, again, showing the support not just for the two-legged, but the four-legged officers on our local and expanded area PDs and law enforcement. Now, we're going to switch gears a little bit. Stick around, guys. We're going to get into some other things with the PD. But Catherine Anderson, give us a little snapshot before our break, and we'll come back to talk to you more. A little snapshot of what your role is for Yavapai College.
I am a program specialist with the Regional Economic Development Center. And I like to joke around with my coworkers that workforce is my gig. One of my main functions or one of my main tasks is I help put together the job fairs that we hold throughout the county. We do them down here in the Quad City areas. We go up into the Verde Valley. My partners out there call me the job fair queen. I didn't ask for that title. But
does it come
that's
with
my
tiara?
Nickname. No tiara.
We'll have to make one up. But you got any cardboard laying around? We can get one going here. It's a little sparkle of paint.
Yes.
So, and what we're going to talk a little bit more in depth about, we have a Chino Valley job fair coming up in February. Mm-hmm. We want some specifics on that, how you can benefit from it, and, of course, how you can show up, time, date, place, all that good stuff. But I pronounce, we might test you guys because I found some very interesting stuff on the Yavapai College website in the links to the job fair and things. On some great tips for things like building your resume, preparing for a job interview. And as I was reading them over, I started to see a very strong connection between how you should dress, how you should behave, how you should prepare for a job interview, much in the same how you can prepare yourself to get pulled over for a court date. So we'll see if we can find any connection there. Let's look over one real quick because there was an event coming up in a couple of days. You know, you said there's a couple of things that are being shuffled around, but short-term financing for your business, a lunch and learn event brought about by Yavapai College, the Prescott Valley Center. So if you could, Catherine, what's the website again? I've got it here somewhere.
Well, I have two websites. I wear two hats. For that workshop that you just mentioned, that one can be found at yc.edu/SBDC. That's for the Small Business Development Center. And we have a listing of all our workshops that are geared towards our small business owners. And the job fair information can be found at yc.edu/REDC. Or to go right to the job fairs, yc.edu/job fair.
Very nice. Now, this one on December 12th, it is an 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Yavapai College Prescott Valley Center. It is a free event, and free is always good. Affordable short-term financing for your business, lunch, and learn. The lunch sponsor is National Bank of Arizona. It will be presented by Nate Miller. Now, again, there's some, we were talking off mic, there's some scheduling things going around, but one way to ensure that you can gain the most out of the services, the free and other services that are available through Yavapai College, is to participate in them. Find out more about them by going to, give us the base, website without the extension.
yc.edu.
Perfect. Find information there.
Yes.
There's lots of info on there, including tips on how you can successfully maneuver your way through both a job interview and a traffic stop. We'll be right back on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities, after these messages.
Just in time for holiday guests, Home Furnishings Direct in Cottonwood makes merry with our massive mattress sale. All the best brands at the lowest prices. Sealy Queen mattresses from only $3.99. Mattress and adjustable base combos start at only $7.99. See us at Home Furnishings Direct about our selection of Tempur-Pedic mattresses as low as $37 a month. Ask about free delivery setup and removal and your choice of free microfiber sheets or two free memory foam pillows. Get the details at Home Furnishings Direct in Cottonwood, making your house a home.
We've decked the halls at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Oh, what fun the whole family will have with a December to remember. Now through December 29th, rock around our ice skating rink. Eat, drink, and be merry with hot cocoa and holiday treats. But wait, do you hear? Special visits from Santa spreading holiday cheer. For more information, visit us at cliffcastlecasinohotel.com. It's going to be a December to remember at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Have you heard about Yavapai Regional Medical Center's exciting expansion project? There's a state-of-the-art health center under construction on the campus of YRMC West in Prescott. During the health center construction, parking may sometimes be more of a challenge. If you have an appointment or you're visiting someone at YRMC West, we recommend you allow some extra time for parking. And look for one of our volunteer cart drivers. They're ready to shuttle you from your parking space to the hospital entrance and back again. The primary and specialty care clinics you need. A kitchen for healthy cooking demonstrations. Advanced multimedia technology for preventive health learning programs. And lots of parking. The new health center under construction at YRMC West. Inspired by you.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and the letters we draw match your first and last name initials. Yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Well, thanks for sticking around. This is Matt Santos. You are listening to Talk of the Quad Cities on KQ&A and online at KQ&A.com. We are here today with Sergeant Mike Pareda from the Chino Valley Police Department and Lieutenant Randy Chapman, as well as Catherine Anderson, who has a very long title. But what she is here today to do from Yavapai College is to help us get it. And I may need one at the end of this this broadcast. I may need a new job. So you've got in Chino Valley, you said that this this event kicks off job fair season, right?
That's correct. Chino Valley is our first job fair of the year on February 21st. And then after that, we move into Prescott in March, the Verde Valley in April, our Young Adult Expo in April, and then later on in the year, we have Camp Verde and Prescott Valley.
Very nice. Now, you say kicking off the season, going in, we get to be the first experience as a job fair. It's happening at the Chino Valley High School. What's the number there? 760?
760 East Center Street.
Right there. And as you're coming into town in Chino Valley at the high school, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., what type of vendors are we going to see out there? What kind of representatives will we be seeing?
We usually get a mix of just about everything from healthcare, manufacturing, retail, school districts. Last year we had Chino Valley School mm-hmm. District was there. You name it, we get a little sampling of it.
When we think about going in to find a new job, preparing for a new job, seeking out a new job, there's a lot of preparation in there, brushing up the resume, things of that nature, and obviously we want to put our best foot forward. A lot of people don't necessarily apply those same qualities to job fairs, and you had some great reminders on the website about how to prepare, not for an interview necessarily, mm-hmm. although there's some great information on there, but how to prepare for a job fair. And a lot of people don't think that, take that into consideration, and it mentioned some things about how you dress, how you speak, because when those various representatives who have their tables set up have their information, that's their first look at you as a potential employee.
Yes, that's the first impression. When you walk in the door that day, you could be meeting your future employer.
Yeah.
Or that representative could be going back and talking to your future employer and telling them their first impression of you. So you want to walk in that door dressed like you would be for your potential interview. Showing up in ripped jeans, shorts, a tattered t-shirt, looking like you haven't showered for the day.
Looking like a radio talk show host, you know. Horrible things like that.
We have had, and we joke about it, and people don't take us seriously, but we have had people show up in their pajamas.
I was just going to ask you, give us, and then we'll switch gears because I got a couple questions for these guys over here. Give us the worst thing that has been either relayed or that you've experienced yourself.
We have seen people in their pajamas and slippers, probably looking like they haven't necessarily gotten dressed for the day. And that's not the impression that you want to make, no.
Now, there's on the other side of that spectrum, I would assume you can also go overboard the other way. You don't want to necessarily show up in an evening gown and a tuxedo.
Exactly. We tell people that you do want to dress nice.
Yes.
But you don't need to necessarily come in a suit. We will have people come in suits, and that's fine. But this is also the Quad City area.
Yeah.
So you're going to dress for the area. So come in a nice pair of pants, a nice shirt, or if you're a lady, you might want to wear a skirt, and that's fine too.
Yeah.
But just dress nice. Or let's say you're coming in for the construction industry, and that's specifically what you're coming in for. Maybe a pair of jeans would work for that.
Yeah.
But if you're going there to possibly meet with other representatives, then you got to keep that in mind, too, because they're not going to realize that you also stopped at a construction table.
Exactly.
So think of everybody in mind when you're coming in. And maybe you're going to go and then stop by the Chino Valley Police Department table, too. They don't know that you also maybe stopped at the construction table or the nursing table or all these other tables. So just dress nice, once, like you're just one-stop shopping in one outfit, and then you don't have to worry about changing your clothes.
Now, thank you. Now, the Chino PD, you guys have a representative at a lot of these events, these job fairs. Let me ask you, Lieutenant Chapman, when you meet somebody, a cold call, somebody like at an event like this, or maybe even at a school when you guys are doing presentations at schools or at other functions, whether that be a town or a chamber function, what's something that stands out to you that you might think, this person might have what it takes to be an officer? What are some of the qualities?
You know, I think that when you're looking at people, the
first thing you see is their appearance, you know, and that's anybody you meet. And for me personally, it depends on the setting that we're
in. Yeah.
You know, if they're coming specifically to the police department to talk to me about potential employment, I would expect them to dress nice.
So if somebody's coming into the office or at a job fair, it's one thing. If they're coming up to your table at National Night Out or at something like that, then it's obviously a different thing. But the demeanor and things, obviously you, as a potential employee, you'd want to put your foot forward. And the reason I'm asking this is because oftentimes, like Catherine said, you see people come into areas and you just wonder what made you think this was appropriate to leave your house is what some of the things I've thought about as I see people or as I walk by and see my reflection in a plate glass window. But, what can you give me any example of somebody that you've met over the years that really impressed you? And obviously not names, but how they carried themselves or how he or she was conducting themselves?
You know, when I've met people before that they come in, they're dressed professionally for the setting. They have a calm demeanor about themselves. They're articulate because communication is a big thing in law enforcement. You know, you have to be able to speak with people because if you're not comfortable speaking with complete strangers, then you're probably not going to get far in law enforcement and in probably a lot of other jobs too where customer service is a priority. You know, when somebody comes in and they're calm and they have a calming demeanor about themselves, you can see that their presence, they kind of have like an aura about themselves that exudes confidence. That's kind of what we look for, because you want somebody that's going to be confident and can step onto a scene and handle a chaotic situation and bring calmness to it.
So bringing some of those qualities in and having them practiced in real life, even before getting training and things, it just, I would assume, makes it that much easier to succeed through the academy and things like that, just being able to carry yourself in an appropriate manner.
Yeah, absolutely. You have a leg up if you have a certain skill set coming in prior to the job, just as the same as some people have the natural abilities to be a police officer, the same as some people have the natural abilities to be an NFL player.
Yeah, so. Interesting. All right, Sarge. Let's go to the flip side. What's some of the worst things that you've seen as far as I'm assuming as most officers have, you've spent some time in court for different cases or dealing with people. And obviously we don't want you to give out names and addresses, Bill. But what are some examples of just, you know, what were you thinking when you walked out of the house?
Well, you know, I to kind of go along with what Lieutenant Chapman's saying, we have a unique experience when it comes to the hiring stuff for us too, because most of the time we sit behind an oral board when we're really getting to know people. So, on the other side of the whole thing, I mean, we've seen the gambit from people who have, you know, when we're dealing with them, they're wearing very little clothing at the time of the call that occurred to showing up to court in a three-piece suit that we're like, who are you today? Versus, you know, there are people that we've seen look like they literally just got done changing the oil or the engine heads on their vehicle, you know, come walking into court and, you know, the grease still hanging off of them. And,
I got up late. Leave me alone.
Yeah. You know, but for us, it's not the pass judgment on the court side of things. We just go in and do our thing and go on the way. Yeah. But speaking to Catherine's point, you know, for us, one of the things that we do when we actually get into oral board with people is in the oral board section, you know, one of the things that we look at is how they came dressed. I'm thinking through one of our last oral boards that we just went through not too long ago. We had some younger gentlemen that came through, some in, you know, pair of jeans and Van tennis shoes, and we're looking at them behind a three-panel oral board, and we're watching and seeing what's going on. We're like, oh, man, you can tell this kid wasn't really prepared when he came in. And then we see the next guy come in, not in a tuxedo, like you said, but he's dressed like he's there to be in a professional setting, because in our positions, we show up in the court in either a Class A uniform or the uniform of the day that we're wearing if we're on duty. So, you know, we are in that environment. And then just to speak to Lieutenant Chapman's point about coming in and exuding confidence where we get to spend time with people in that oral board process, we want them to be able to exude confidence, but also so that they're teachable. We don't want that person that's so overconfident that they become cocky.
Exactly.
So
that's
where we spend a lot of time learning about people. But like you said, we talk to a lot of people, so you got to be comfortable getting out and actually speaking to people.
Very nice. Now, as we enter into the rest of December and into January, it is, for many folks, the holiday season. A good portion of, if not the main portion, of an officer's day is not dealing with the punishment, although that's what most of us in the public think. It's in the keeping the public safe and secure. So as we enter into the holiday season, or as we're closing it out, actually, it's already into December, what can we look forward to over the next few weeks as far as patrols, and what kind of reminders can you give us, both of you, Lieutenant and Sarge, about how people can keep themselves safe in the holiday season? What's on the horizon for us in the way of, like, saturation patrols, things of that nature?
Well, what we have coming up is, we put in for the grant with the Arizona Governor's Office of Highway Safety every year, and we've been very fortunate, and they've been generous with us and provided funds for overtime traffic enforcement or DUI patrols. Mm-hmm. We do have some scheduled coming from now till the end of the year, and there are also some Quad City task force that they're mm-hmm. doing together. They did one a couple of weeks ago on 89A between Fane Road and the airport, and they have a couple more coming up here over the next few months. And, you know, you get the DUI patrols out there to keep the impaired drivers off of the roadway. And some tips are, I mean, it's as simple as if you're going to consume alcohol, yeah. don't operate a motor vehicle. I mean, Arizona's very stiff on the DUI penalties. And it's not worth it. If you know you're going to be drinking, don't drive. There's taxis out there. There's Ubers. There's friends, family, people you can call.
Now, I'll ask you this, Sarge, and I hope I know the answer. What's more enjoyable, having to pull somebody over for a potential DUI, or seeing somebody hand their keys to the guy that's been drinking soft drinks and coffee all night?
Oh, no, it's definitely much more enjoyable to hand the keys off and have that designated driver. I mean, I know just the two of us sitting here in the time that we've been on, we've been a part of some very tragic accidents,
yes.
you know, alcohol involved or drug involved. And, you know, those things stick with not only us, but just, you know, we're not robots. And at the end of the day, we head home and we know that there's families that were affected by that. So we would much rather see those keys be handed off than see that.
We see, and I know probably the worst thing that you want to do is keep pouring over social media and reading comments on different forums and things. But periodically we see posts from different people about how you guys are just out there to wreck our day. That's why you're pulling us over if we're speeding or if we're accidentally scooting through a stop sign or something. And then the other thing is, why aren't they pulling over all these speeders? Why aren't they stopping people? So it's almost a no-win situation, but in reality, the best rule of thumb and what makes you folks on the local law enforcement happiest is if you never have to pull anybody over and everybody's just doing what they should be doing and using some common sense.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, that'd be the day when that happens.
Yeah, so like you had mentioned, rolling on to some things, unfortunately, when people are dealing with first responders in general, it's typically not a really good day. So we're thankful that you guys are out there, but at the same time, let's hope we only see you in a radio station. We'll be back. We're going to have some tips on how to brush up your resume, how to keep yourself safe through the holiday season, and how to have a good day on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities, right after these messages.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Napa Know How. Right now, a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil in a platinum filter is just $23.98. That's a great deal for a great oil, which is another reason why this is the most wonderful time of the year. That's Napa Full Synthetic Oil in a platinum filter for $23.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How!
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. While supplies last. Offer ends 12/15/19.
This is Evan from Murphy's Restaurant, and have you heard about our all-new happy hour? Join us Sunday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. and 8 to 10 p.m. for half-price appetizers and drink specials. Bring your friends and coworkers and enjoy sautéed shrimp, escargot, potato skins, chicken wings, and more, all at half price. Sip on a freshly made margarita or one of our famous martinis. Murphy's, you, and happy hour. It's the perfect way to end your day. Sunday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. and 8 to 10 p.m. All in our beautiful, historic atmosphere.
An establishment of good taste. Murphy'sPrescott.com.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Ho, ho, ho. Step aside, Rudy.
Whee! Here we go.
Cottonwood Air Transit has been hijacked by Santa Bruce.
We're dropping off gifts to Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will take us to Sedona.
As long as you don't forget our trip to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
That sounds great.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Ho, ho, ho.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Craft brewers in Arizona and around the country are concerned about the pending expiration of the Craft Beverage Modernization and Tax Reform Act.
If it's not renewed, the excise tax on a barrel of craft beer will double from the current rate of $3.50 a barrel to $7 a barrel on January 1st. Rob Fulmer, executive director of the Arizona Craft Brewers Guild, says the industry requested the tax cut be made permanent 2 years ago, but the measure needed to be scored by Congress.
During these 2 years, the Brewers Association, our national organization, has collected that and has demonstrated that the tax savings create jobs and maintaining great growth over the last couple of years.
Fulmer says there is still a window of opportunity to extend the tax break, but time is quickly running out. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
Enjoy a free cup of coffee and conversation with a Prescott Valley police officer.
Officer Jerry Ferguson explains.
It will be held on Tuesday, December the 10th from 8 to 9:30 a.m. at Jen's 7th Avenue Cafe, 6800 East Highway 69, with Police Chief Stephen Rozier.
I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Showers ending, chilling late tonight to a mostly clear 28 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Then a mix of clouds and sun with daily highs tomorrow through Thursday in the low to mid 50s up to a sunny 59 Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling after bedtime to 34, warming to the partly sunny low 60s tomorrow through Thursday, a sunny 67 Friday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Chino Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and the letters we draw match your first and last name initials. Yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Hi, this is Luke Gettle.
And I'm Dustin Gettle.
We're the sons of the Gettle brothers. My dad, Ted, always takes us shopping around the holidays.
Well, my dad, Adam, dresses up like Santa Claus and surprises us.
Yeah, well, it's no surprise Gettle's High Desert Mechanical has been keeping people comfortable during the holidays since 1987.
You know what this means now, Luke?
No, what?
We're working while our dads are getting ready for the holidays.
Oh, brother.
That's them.
Happy holidays from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, now offering plumbing repair and service. Visit GettlesHDM.com.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. This is one of my favorite ads, so I'm bringing it back. Years ago, I noticed a poster in the break room of our Prescott store. It was titled An Old Cowboy's Advice, and I just had to revisit it. Its advice is timeless, like life is simpler when you plow around the stump. And a bumblebee is considerably faster than a John Deere tractor. Then there's don't corner something that you know is meaner than you. And last but not least, most of the stuff people worry about ain't never going to happen anyway. Good common sense, just like Olson's. Our mission is the healthy feeding of your livestock and pets from a common sense perspective. We think local, we speak local, and we care local, and we only carry the best feed, hay, and pet food. You'll find us in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and on the web at olsonsgrain.com. By the way, in case you're wondering what Olson's common sense saying is, why, good enough just isn't, of course.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Well, we are back on KQ&A. Now, this is a stat that I found pretty interesting, because you want to keep this in mind if you have not been to a job fair recently or ever and want to mark your calendars for Chino Valley, the Chino Valley Job Fair through Yavapai College, February 21st at 11 a.m. at the high school there in Chino Valley. Let me just read this to you and see if makes sense to you. The U.S. Department of Labor says 16 to 18% of all job seekers found their jobs at a job fair. So they do work that is a great chance for you to make a good first impression, as well as see what's out there in the job market. Hey, even if you are currently employed, maybe you're looking for a change of pace. Maybe you're looking for a new career opportunity. Maybe, just maybe, you want to see what it's like to strap on that Kevlar vest and put on a badge. You can talk to our good folks at the Chino Valley PD like we're going to do right now. Lieutenant Chapman, what else is in store for holiday drivers, for people traveling to and from family reunions, company parties if they have a job? What's out there that you can advise us on to remain safe and sound through the holiday season?
Well, around this time of the year, you never know what the weather's going to be, so you should definitely allow extra travel time if you're going to be traveling down the roadway. Carry emergency supplies with you, blankets, flares, extra food or water, in case you get stranded in some sort of storm and you can't go forward anymore. If there's a low-lying area and there's water in it, don't attempt to cross it.
Every single year, both twice a year, winter time and in monsoon season, we see reports of people getting stuck in those.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, over the past couple of weeks over in Gila County, numerous people have lost their lives trying to cross the water.
A family was involved in one.
Yesterday they had an elderly man yesterday.
Now, oh, my goodness, that's horrible to hear. Now, we may think, well, you know, Chino Valley, it doesn't really apply, but you know, you go specifically where I'm at, west of Reed, there's some washes over there that run strong. I've seen them running like rivers, various spots throughout Prescott Valley, and even some of our roads, some of our surface streets in Chino Valley, and it amazes me when I see those reports. So don't risk it. Just if you need to, flip a U-turn, go back the other way, or pull it to the side and wait. Interesting. You are completely correct about the way the weather changes, too. It could be beautiful, sunny, crisp, sunny morning, and then by noon, the torrential rains or sleet or hail or whatever else is going on. What about as we plan for maybe a weekend getaway or a quick trip or maybe our neighbors are, what are some ways we can assist each other as a community, as a neighborhood, to help each other out?
Well, you know, this time of the year, a lot of people are getting gifts delivered. through Amazon, UPS, FedEx. Have their neighbors watch out if they're not going to be home, if they're getting a package delivered.
The porch pirates.
There are people, as they refer to them as porch pirates, that if they will follow these trucks around, and if they see nobody's home and a package is there, they're just going to walk up and grab it, and they don't care what's in it. It's something for free for them.
And another real good encouragement, another good reason to get to know your neighbors, build up that sense of community by interacting with the folks in and around your streets and your neighborhoods, so that you recognize whose cars are whose. And, you know, not like we want to be Big Brother, but we all look out for each other, and makes for a much, much more pleasant neighborhood. Now, you mentioned about things like weather advisories and things. So if you are unsure, maybe your car is, you're questioning whether it's safe, the brakes, the tire tread, windshield wipers, things of that nature. ChinoValley.org is the website for our Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. There's a business listing on there. There is no shortage of folks in and around Chino Valley that would love to help you get your vehicle weather and winter ready. Now, we talked about how to stay safe at those company parties by finding a designated driver or sticking to the soft drinks. Catherine, what if somebody does not have a company party to go to? How can you help them build their resume so they can then have a company function to attend?
Well, then they can stay at home and update their resume and get ready for the job fair in February.
Okay, give me some tips. What's good to have on my resume? I mean, on anybody's resume.
You want to have 10 years of work history, relevant work history. Not standing on the corner holding up your sign, work history. That doesn't count.
Scratch that. I only got 8 years now.
And you want to have it in chronological order. Don't just have it, I did a little bit of this and a little bit of that, in chronological order. You want, at the top, it's good to have a little summary, but you really want to focus on the specifics with each position that you're listing.
Very nice.
And you can have more than one resume.
I was going to ask you about that. Expand on that a little bit.
So if you're going in and you want to potentially go talk to the police department, but you also want to go talk to, let's say, the town of Chino Valley, and there are two different positions, you can take your resume and focus each one of them for those different positions to highlight the skills that relate to the ones that relate to the police department and ones that relate to whatever it is at the town of Chino Valley that you're interested in applying for.
Very nice. So customize it.
Customize.
Highlight your strong points, obviously. Of course, be honest. You always want to be honest with your credentials, your education, your work history, and the like.
And keep it clean, keep it simple. Don't put all these real fancy fonts on there. Make it look professional. They don't want to see all this, ooh, I'm going to put this font at level 12 or whatever.
Stay away from Comic Sans, I think.
Yes.
That's what you're saying. Well, we've had some great tips not only on how to bolster your first impression, whether that be from a job fair, a meet and greet, or a job interview. You can find out more on that at the Chino Valley Job Fair, February 21st. And thank you to the folks at Chino Valley PD for giving us some tips on how to stay safe, not just in our neighborhoods, but on the roads. We will be right back after these last commercial break with some closing thoughts on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities. We'll be right back.
Just in time for holiday guests, Home Furnishings Direct in Cottonwood makes merry with our massive mattress sale. All the best brands at the lowest prices. Sealy Queen mattresses from only $3.99. Mattress and adjustable base combos start at only $7.99. See us at Home Furnishings Direct about our selection of Tempur-Pedic mattresses as low as $37 a month. Ask about free delivery setup and removal and your choice of free microfiber sheets or two free memory foam pillows. Get the details at Home Furnishings Direct in Cottonwood, making your house a home.
We've decked the halls at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Oh, what fun the whole family will have with a December to remember. Now through December 29th, rock around our ice skating rink. Eat, drink, and be merry with hot cocoa and holiday treats. But wait, do you hear?
get special visits from Santa spreading holiday cheer. For more information, visit us at CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com. It's going to be a December to remember at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Get a good start to your holidays with the Verde Valley Voices Christmas Concert. Every song to feel good about the season, from pop to classical. The holidays are just not the same without a musical celebration, so join us Sunday, December 15th at 3 p.m. at Immaculate Conception Church on 89A. You can buy your tickets in advance at the Chamber of Commerce, Desert Dancer, and Mount Hope Foods in Cottonwood, Sedona Nitwits, Thanks a Latte, and Style Up Salon in Camp Verde. Tickets are $10 each. Children 12 and under are free. Come and join us for a magical, wonderful start to the holidays.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Well, thank you for spending your afternoon with us on KQ&A Talk of the Quad Cities. We are here on behalf of the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. All their information is available at chinovalley.org. And, of course, the town of Chino Valley. Hit our website, chinoaz.net, for all the info as well as links to our social media, our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We want to thank Catherine Anderson from Yavapai College for coming in and showing me how I need to get a better job. And we want to thank Sergeant Spareda and Lieutenant Chapman from the Chino Valley PD for giving us some good tips for the holiday season and beyond. And as always, thank you to the lovely and talented Bill Monroe for making sure you could hear us. We will talk at you soon.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.